Hi there. The word for you today is when conflict comes home. In Genesis 13 verse 8 we read, "Let there be no strife between you and me." The conflict between Abram and Lot teaches us important principles about our families. Lot lived peacefully in his uncle Abram's home. Abraham had taken him along on the journey of faith. But suddenly conflict arose. And because conflict reveals character, Lot showed his true colors. Since their growing herds were too big to share the same pastures, Abram suggested they split the land between them, offering Lot first choice. Bible says Genesis 13 verse 11, Lot, quote, chose for himself. His philosophy was look out for number one. So he took the best land, leaving the rest to his uncle. Lot moved to rich, sinful Sodom. But you know what the Bible says? Abraham built an altar to the Lord. Same genes, totally different values. So, consider two things in this story. Number one, consider the facts, and here they are. Abraham was God's appointed leader and Israel's primary patriarch. God had promised him, not Lot, a homeland, fatherhood of a great nation, blessing and protection. And above all these, God had promised him, Genesis 12 and 3, in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. So you could say in practical day-to-day terms, Abraham was the senior partner and the major stockholder in the family business. He had shown love and generosity to his nephew, and in the crunch, he actually valued their relationship over personal interests. Abraham therefore deserved consideration and deference from his nephew Lot, but he never gave it to him. Now, consider fact number two. What's that? For the family's sake, Abram chose not to pull rank or insist on his own right or, quote, show who's boss. He proved that God alone will vindicate us if we leave it up to him. We shouldn't even attempt to vindicate ourselves. Abraham chose grace over law, humility over pride, self-denial over his rights, mercy over justice, love over lust, and character over opinion. Think about it.